that is supposed to be passed as well.
Counting the rands, because it makes sense. Taking care of business on Raz FM.
The Absa Business Agility Series is proudly brought to you by Absa. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity.
It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM, and you're with Zingisa Chiron. And as everybody knows, I do enjoy a bit of storytelling, success stories, especially within the business field. And I'm having a conversation with Ronnie Mbazane, who is a managing executive at Absa, and he'll be telling us what Absa is doing for businesses. Welcome to the show, Ronnie.
Thank you for having me, Zingisa, and thank you to the listeners, and also, you know, to Antu for, you know, allowing us to share her story in this platform. Thank you so much.
So maybe you could discuss with us, what are some of the initiatives that Absa has put in place to assist businesses during this COVID period?
No, thank you. I think firstly, we have acknowledged as a bank that this is a seriously unprecedented period of time. It was very difficult for most of our clients to survive this period. We proactively put some initiatives, allow businesses to really manage their own liquidity and funding right up front. We created payment reliefs that really touch most of the heavy assets in the bank, and also, you know, invited businesses to talk to us based on their own unique situation. And I think the story that you're going to hear today is a perfect example of a business that in a particular sector that was going through some challenges and, you know, opted to come to us as a bank, and we were able to help them, you know, get some relief in this period when they were not generating any income. But I think over and above that, we've just created platforms for them to be able to talk with other businesses, and we've created in this period some, you know, webinars where we were talking with some of the sector specialists, you know, assisting, you know, customers in this period. It was a very, very challenging time for most of our clients.
And maybe, you know, because it is your client after all, maybe you could introduce our story for this evening.
And Anso, you know, she runs Safari's business, and you know, founded in the Kimberley, and really grew in the Mpumalanga region. And again, tourism sector is one of the sectors that were hit very hard in the period of lockdown, especially heavy lockdown, where they were unable to generate, you know, income. And she will tell you that at one stage she was fearing for her life because there was no flow of income. Employees were not guaranteed any at all to be able to survive. But we were able to help her, you know, access, you know, a whole lot of assistance, not only through the bank, but in also government, you know, created reliefs that we had platforms into. And that's a very good thing. And I think she's running a very, very good business, qualified accountant, and worked, you know, with the husband, you know, to set up this business since 1999. And I think it's a story that will resonate with a whole lot of people in your show.
We are still taking care of business on Rise FM, and you're with Zingisa Chira as we chat to Absa. And luckily enough, Anzo is on the line. Anzo, can you just tell us a bit about yourself and your business?
I'm a qualified accountant and was employed full-time when my husband started the safari company in 1999. Our focus is African safaris, providing hunting and sightseeing opportunities to mainly the overseas clients. We started slowly with a few safaris in the Kimberley region, and it was basically an after-hour job for me to answer emails and using my annual leave to market the company overseas. But as the clientele grew, we identified better hunting areas and touring opportunities in Mpumalanga, and moved to that area in 2006. And after that, I started working for the company on a full-time basis. So we're currently in the Nelspruit area.
Now, we all know that at the end of March, the president obviously told us that we're going into a hard lockdown. And the one sector that was severely affected was tourism. So maybe from you, as a business owner in that particular sector, how did the pandemic impact you?
As said, we are dependent on the overseas market as this is our exclusive market. And when the lockdown levels were introduced, we realized that we are scheduled to reopen at the end at level one, like you said. Provided that our overseas clients can travel out of their countries, that is the other issue. So we learned that our safari business falls under the category of tourism and that we are last in the queue to resume with business. And in principle, we decided to cut our employees' salaries, but not to lay off anyone, as they were loyal to us before the pandemic. Several relief options were communicated via our hunting organization's WhatsApp group, and we decided to apply for everything, literally everything, and selling one of our safari vehicles to get some cash. The date of resuming our business in South Africa is still unknown, but we recently received a lifeline. We extended our business to Namibia in 2008, and this year, on the 1st of October, the borders of Namibia opened for international travel. We managed to redirect six of our safaris to Namibia for the period of October and November, which will provide us with a much-needed income right now.
And what support did APSA provide you?
We applied for every COVID relief option that was advertised, the SMME relief, the tourism relief, the UIF TERS, and a COVID-related APSA loan. After that, I contacted APSA and Toyota Financial Services and applied for a three-month payment holiday on our eight safari vehicles. APSA's vehicle payment holiday was motivated and driven by my business banker, Mpo Machete, in Nelspruit, at the Nelspruit branch. And I also contacted the APSA home loan department and applied for a three-month payment holiday on the home loan, which was granted from the month of June. So running out of money, I applied for a second payment holiday on the vehicles, but it was rejected because of the uncertainty of when we are able to do business. I learned via my business banker, Mpo, and the business channel on TV about more COVID relief options, the South African Future Trust, the APSA Commercial Asset Finance, and APSA Payment Relief Mortgage-Backed Business Loan. Again, I contacted Mpo to assist with an application for the COVID relief loan. She worked on the application, and eventually a loan was granted for 60% of what I applied for. I can tell you this was for sure the best day of my life. At that stage, I had a balance of 238 rand in my account.
So for those business owners that are obviously going through a similar situation, what practical tips can you give them on how to adapt in during these difficult times?
I would say stay positive, do not give up, and apply for APSA's relief options, and also communicate with your business banker to work with you through challenges. Assess your situation and see where you can contribute to save money and cutting out luxuries, you know, anything that you can think of.
And now APSA recently launched a TV campaign all about We Do More So You Can. Now, when you think of your business, what does I Can mean for you?
I know that I can rely on APSA for any unforeseen situation, and that the key is to have an open and honest communication about your circumstances with your business banker. Also, I know that if overseas travel open up again, we will have the means provided by APSA to continue with our business. It is important for us not to forsake our employees and to be able to keep the business alive that we have built up for 20 years. And I can really say APSA helped us when we needed it the most.
And now, since we have you here, and you have just recently opened, obviously we're in level one, how can our listeners find you on social media?
We are not very active on social media, but we have a website, www.africatrophyhunting.com, and our emails are displayed on the website, so they can contact me by email or really be happy to help.
Now, would you say APSA understands the struggles of SMMEs, especially during this COVID pandemic?
Yeah, our struggle to survive is not over yet, but we are confident that APSA will walk the extra mile with us in the future. APSA is definitely in touch with the devastating effects of the COVID-19 pandemic and values small businesses like us who defaulted because of extraordinary situations like the COVID-19 pandemic.
Anso, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
We are still taking care of business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chira. Now that we've heard Anzo's story, as Absaroni, what would you like to say?
No, I mean, thank you, Zingis. And I think thank you for this platform. And I hope that most of our listeners and your listeners and our clients have really, you know, learned a lot in terms of the journey that she's been through.
Mm.
And I think for us it's important, you know, Anzo's story really, you know, touches us, and we like to invite a lot of our clients to come into our business banking, you know, suites and talk to the business bankers. I mean, what Mpo Machete, who's a business banker for Anzo, did, you know, it can be done to a whole lot of, you know, clients. I think our role as a bank is very critical in terms of stabilizing some of the businesses that have gone through some challenges, whether, you know, small, medium or large businesses.
Mm.
We don't choose. We have actually helped businesses right from the township, businesses that are big enough, you know, in the entire, you know, value chain. That's why, you know, Zingis, I would say, as APSA, you know, we do more so that our customers can. So the struggle to really survive is not yet over, but we are extremely confident as a bank that we'll walk an extra mile with our clients and touch as many people in this period and make sure that businesses are sustained and are kept in business to make sure that the people that work on those businesses are able to earn a living and we all, you know, sustain the economic activities in the country.
Mm.
But thank you for the opportunity, and I really appreciate it, and I hope that people have learned a lot.
Thank you once again, Ronnie.
Thank you.
The APSA Business Agility Series was proudly brought to you by APSA. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity.
Can I? Can I keep my business agile during tough times? With APSA, I can. I can get access to funding, showcase my expertise to new markets, and gain exposure to networking opportunities.
Change the way that you do business. Speak to your business banker or call us on 0800-227-592 to find out how we can support you to keep your business agile. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity. APSA is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
The trends. The transactions. The Mpumalanga impact. Taking care of business on Rise FM.
It is 25 after 6, and you're with Zingisa Chira as we continue.